5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon, so I snuck off to your bedroom. And I thought I'd just wait there until I heard you come upstairs. And I pretended I was sleeping.
Welcome to another episode of Jerabi Space. And like I usually say, I don't think at this point in time I need any more introduction, but just in case you're coming across this pod for the very first time, I am Jerry Abbey and I am the host of Jerry Abbey Space. Welcome to yet another fantastic episode. When I say fantastic episode, this episode is about to be a bomb. But just before I go straight into it, if this is your first time of listening to my podcast, please drop a rating wherever you listen to podcasts from, be it on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever. Just give a rating and please follow the podcast and turn on the notification button, okay? And like I usually say, don't forget to please share this podcast with at least one person. It definitely will be of help, whichever way, directly or indirectly. So back to the main topic for today. And like you know, I usually don't do this alone. Somebody's always doing this with me. And today is no exception. And today is quite special because this person on board right now is somebody that's been following up this particular pod from like day one. She's literally like my number one person when it comes to the amount of people, persons listening to my podcast. I give it up to her. She's always listening, and must say a very big thank you first and first. But then let's make welcome the one and only Spades. How are you?
Hi Jerry, I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And just so you know, we are recording this on the 29th of May. That's inauguration day. So how do you feel first off about today?
Well, today Nigeria got a president, and I feel indifferent about it. We only hope for the best, and we hope that Nigeria does not turn into one dramatic country in the next 8 years, and everything works out for the best.
In the next 4 years, actually, not 8 years.
Never can tell. Well, we pray the next 4 years are good for all Nigerians. At least let the shake reduce more.
But did you actually vote for Tinubu, or who did you vote for?
Actually, my vote went to Labour Party, but it is what it is.
Sorry about that. Well, anyways, we are not here to discuss politics. Today we're just discussing something very briefly. We won't be taking much of your time, and it's all about you and your partner phone. We're talking about mobile phone basically. Is it good, or is it appropriate? Is it appropriate for you to go through your partner's phone? Most persons usually say it's more of invasion of privacy, you're not supposed to. On the other hand, there's this opinion of if you can't share your password or your phone with your partner, there's no reason of you both being in a relationship if you both can't have access to your mobile phone. But then I'd love to have your take on this real quick, Spades. What do you think about it?
Okay, Jerry, thank you. Personally, I do not have any business with my partner's phone. It is personal space, and being a lady, I know men love their personal space, but it gets to the point you have to be involved in his life, and being involved in his life also means invading his personal space, and sometimes I need to have access to his phone. But for me to just pick up my partner's phone and start going through it, it feels like I do not trust my partner. I'm just giving room to doubt. I'm trying to monitor his moves. I feel it's completely unnecessary. It's okay to have his password, but it's not okay to invade his privacy continuously, always wanting to know who he's talking to, how he's spending his money, how much he has in his bank account, or what he spends his time on, what social media app he's on, and all those things. It's actually none of my business. He's free to do that, but as long as I trust him and he hasn't given me any reason to doubt him or to question his actions, then I don't have any business with his phone. That's my own take on it.
Do you really think invading of your partner's phone or having access to your partner's phone has done more harm than good in today's relationship?
I think it's doing more harm and it's also doing good. So I would Okay, now why are they doing more harm? Now, I'm a lady, and if I'm always in my partner's phone, I'm always going to be interested because I'm a curious person. Like, I always want to know something. I'm always going to want to see who he's talking to, where he's going to, the kind of meetings he's having, and all those things. And it makes me anxious. I'm anxious for nothing because I'm always going to question his every move. And if I ask him something and if he doesn't want me to know about it, it feels like I am doubting him because he's entitled to his own secrecy. Because maybe it's just going to, I don't know how to put it, but it's just going to look like I do not trust him. And trust is really important in every relationship. So I do not want to give in for that. But in a positive way, it allows you to have confidence in your partner. Because they'll just go through it now. No, there's nothing there for you, but it's difficult to respect to do. Because every man is every man and every woman, they're entitled to their personal space. As long as there is no need to doubt the person, yeah? Everybody is entitled to their personal space. His friends, he keep, people he hangs out with, his work, relationships. I don't need to be all about in his business. That's my own thing.
Well, I think you've said part of my mind, or a major part of my mind is I can't be with a partner I don't have access to a phone, and that's just me. And when I mean having access to your phone, doesn't mean I will be invading your privacy unnecessarily. It makes no sense if I'm with you and I can't have access to your phone any day, anytime. Let's say, for example, I'm not going to be that broke that I can't recharge my phone. Yeah, I have a partner. We are cohabiting and all of that. We're in the same house, basically. Oh, yeah, babe, how far? I need to make a call with your phone. And I start asking for your password. I don't know. Maybe that's how clingy I can be when I'm in a relationship. Like, I feel like, why won't I even have access to my girl's phone? That should be the least of things. And, like, people used to say on socials, yeah, like, it makes no sense if you both are protective of your phone and you're seeing each other's nakedness. Like, what sense does that make? You guys are literally sleeping with each other, like, on the daily or whichever time you guys make out. But then, keeping your phone very private. So which should be more private, your body or your phone? I don't know, maybe you understand where I'm coming from, but then I don't know, but I just feel I can't be with a partner and not have access to a phone. That doesn't mean I will be invading a privacy like all of the time. No, I can't just wake up one morning and say, no, babe, give me your phone, I want to use it. And like, no, then I now start going through at WhatsApp chat, Telegram or whichever. No, because that one is like literally, I think I'll just tag that as proper insecurities. Do you get?
Yeah, but then there are two different things. Like having access to their password, it's completely normal. If I can't have access to my partner's password, then there's a problem. But for me to now sit down and be going through his social and everything, then probably there's something wrong with me upstairs. But you both should trust yourself to the point that I can give you my, if you can give your partner your ATM pin, what's wrong with giving your partner your phone password, you understand, and access to everything that is all about you? In case of emergencies, what do you want your partner to do? But it gets so creepy when you have to sit down and be reading all his conversations with anybody and everybody, both male and female, always wanting to know what he's up to. I think that's when you get questioning.
Actually, you're right. But on the other hand, yeah, I feel why most people do that. I'm not trying to validate the reason, but I feel why most persons do that is because their partner must have literally dropped one or two signs that will literally instigate such action. Do you get? I used to be in a relationship back then, and there was this person, and I don't know, turns out to be that we check each other's phone behind our back. That was because the trust wasn't really there. Our actions wasn't just aligning with our words. Same applied to me, even though I know I'm a one-man kind of person. Sorry, I'm a one-woman kind of person, yeah? But at some point, I think it got to a stage, and I was like, I woke up, and I took my phone, and she was like, yo, I got me a message from somebody that was slept in the same bed. I was like, yo, I just sent you the money you sent me back yesterday. And I was like, what for? I thought I bought it for you with my own money. Why are you sending me the money back? And she was like, go and tell all those people you told you're single that you're officially single. And I was like, whoa. So you went to my WhatsApp while I was sleeping. Interesting. Nice.
Then you must have done something for her to question your actions.
Yes, I did it. And that was because you called for it. If she hadn't called for it, I wouldn't have. I don't divulge all of the information here, but it was literally a crazy moment, that period, and it was just as good as you being single. You get? So I actually tell her, this is what's at stake, you just tell me to still keep up with stuff like this. So but at some point, yeah, we eventually came to a mutual agreement, and we tried to push things forward. But then it still doesn't change the fact that she was being creepy at that point in time. Only God knew what she was looking for. And that's something I really did not buy. I did not buy that idea. No, we have each other's password. We have we have access to each other's phone, but it would be rare. It would be hard for me to just, I don't think I can even do it. Just go through my girl's phone and start invading her privacy. It's a different thing when I'm handed over, or the phone is being handed over to me. I was like, yo, babe, can you help me reply this chat? I do that a lot. I can give you my phone, like, yo, spades, alpha. I am not in the mood to chat. Can you just help me reply so-so and so-so message? I don't feel like it gets. I think with that, Steph, that one alone builds trust. And
yeah,
that form of intimacy. When your partner hand over your phone to you, like, yo, babe, alpha, can you help me reply? Can you help me reply this chat? That's like really another form of intimacy to me. But then people just go about creeping up through each other's phone and all of that. I really do not buy the idea, to be very honest. And it's a no-no for me. It's like a major turn-off. I think some days ago, I saw on somebody's status, and I was like, if you can't have your part, if you can't have access to your partner's phone, it's just, it's more of being creepy though. Like, I've forgotten how the whole write-up went, Sha, but it's literally more of you being creepy. Like, you just have to know what's happening in your partner's phone so you can know your stand in your relationship and blah, blah, blah. I was tempted to, like, talk on it, but I'm very lazy as typer. I prefer voice notes. Like, I wasn't really ready for that kind of conversation with such a person because I know we'll argue and argue and argue and there's no point. So I just had to let go. But at some point, I just feel like generally it's like a no-no. I have access to your partner's phone. That's cool. But not you being creepy with it. Like, you don't have to just start invading your partner's privacy unnecessarily. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I feel if you're in a relationship, it's all about being open with one another. So having access to your partner's phone shows that you're being open and you're committed to that person. And that's just what it shows. Another sign of commitment to me, though. But when I begin to question your actions or when you start acting weird, I'm sorry, if it's not FBI agents, I'll have to go through you. So there are two sides to everything.
I think basically, this is literally the first time we're able to agree on something here over the years.
Are you serious? Do we always argue? Come on, no. I'm not going to argue that right
now. We are literally cats and rats right from school days, and you know that.
Oh my god.
This is literally the first time we're agreeing on something. cool stuff. I like that.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you, but it's fine. I agree to disagree. I disagree to agree, whatever it is, Sha.
For the sake of those listening, myself and Space are literally agreeing with the fact that it's not okay to invade your partner's phone, and it's okay to have access to your partner's phone. And that's like two different things, if you ask me.
Yeah, they are two different things. So, you know, at first I told you, it's not a matter that you can easily talk about in like 5-10 minutes, but there are always two sides to it. So we have to be able to justify our actions, and they have to be right. So just those justifications have to be for the right reasons. So I think we've justified it on both sides, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that ends it all. If you're the kind of person that invade your partner's phone, or you're being creepy with your partner's phone, then I'm sorry.
I think your partner just move instead of having to give yourself high blood pressure and going through his phone every morning, afternoon, and night.
Yeah, that's true. If you're the kind of creepy person that goes through your partner's phone, it's not really advisable. Elsewise, self is not good because you give yourself unnecessary high blood pressure, just like Space just said. It's not cool. Yes, not cool. But then have access to your partner's phone. Where another problem might arise is if your partner is refusing to let you have access to his or her phone, then I don't know what to say at that point too, bro. I leave it to your fate, man.
God be with you at that moment.
Exactly. But I think I feel it's just right for you to have access to your partner's phone, and but don't invade. Stop being creepy. That's all I have to say. So one last one. What do you have to say finally, just before we end this pod space?
Well, thank you, Abby, for having me. And like you said, we are always arguing, so we keep arguing after this. But still, Sha, I'll just tell everybody: don't give yourself high blood pressure. Whatever doesn't give you peace, walk away from it.
I usually allow my guests call out their socials, so just in case anybody might want to get in touch with them. So dish out your socials in case somebody might want to connect with a very fine girl. Just so you know, Space is a very fine girl. So,
oh my God, Abby, would you stop? Like,
and
I don't
know. Our DM is open, so just call out your socials so they can rush into your DM.
Alright, so if you want to catch me, it's going to be on Twitter, and it's Lady B, B with triple E and underscore. Sorry, two underscores, yes. So that's at Lady B _. The B is triple E, yes. Or you can just type Space, my name. Check pop up on Instagram is Eunice, the same _ _. Thank you.
So thank you once again for doing this with me, Space. I really appreciate
it. You're highly welcome, my mentor.
And that is a wrap on this episode. Do well, like I said in the beginning of the pod, if you're listening to this via Spotify, Apple, Google, Radio Public, wherever place you're listening to this podcast, please don't forget to drop a rating and follow the podcast, subscribe. It's all for free though, so you're not paying any amount for it. Just please follow, drop a rating, and do also at least share this pod with at least one person, please and please. And of course, there are other episodes out. You can listen to previous episode, and this podcast is available everywhere you listen to podcasts. So from me and Spades to y'all, it's a bye, and I'll catch you in my next episode.